Stay in the game at sports.kbec.com. Complete coverage of Ellis County sports from Classic Texas. KBEC.
Sports.kbec.com presents The Press Box. The Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpet in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpet. The Press Box is your source for Ellis County High School sports. Give us a call at 972-923-1390, option 1. And now, here's tonight's show.
And good evening, sports fans. Welcome to the Press Box here on KBEC. As the great Ken Roberts said in our intro, we are bringing you everything that is sports relevant to Ellis County High School sports and maybe some other things beyond that. But the good news is I'm joined right here by one of our partners, and that would be the great Travis Smith.
Hey-o.
Our roving sports oracle, who is well-published extensively between here and yon. And tonight we have somebody pinch-hitting, Travis, in our production booth. We have the Hall of Famer, the great legendary Waxahachie Zone, the great Ken Roberts.
Hey, thank you so much. Good to be here. Yo-Yo Dave was out trick-or-treating with the kids, and he can't do double time. Was back in time.
Was he trick-or-treating with the kids?
Yes.
Or was he for the kids, or did he have a basket himself?
He went under the auspices of giving out candy. I know better.
He was just eating it.
I bet you there were people running him off left and right. He's scaring little children.
And he wasn't even dressed up. That's even the best part.
He was dressed as a disc jockey. That's scary enough.
Okay, real quick, Kevin, you being the purveyor of the disc jockey profession, what is standard issue attire for a DJ?
So this is what I've always said, and I pretty much hold to this. As long as you sound like you're properly dressed, it really don't make any difference what you're wearing.
So the mesh tank top that you have on today, the skull cap and the Daisy Dukes.
This is part of my Halloween costume. I do plan to do a little trick-or-treating. And I'm going as one of the early 90s versions of the Ken doll. So.
Yeah, I think so. I was just wondering because, Travis, I noticed the rollerblades that are stacked against over here. So I'm figuring that giant boombox, you're going to be playing a lot of Cool in the Gang and just, you know.
I'll have you know that Celebrate was the class song for the graduating class of 81 at Waxahachie High School.
Way.
Yep.
That is awesome.
It was awesome because we were doing this by cheering when they had all the seniors, which I think my graduating class is about 222, which is funny to think about.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's
So all the seniors are in there. And so they had it narrowed down to two basic songs. And it was Cool in the Gang. That was such a huge song. And
we
thought, perfect. Celebrate. Come on, we're graduating.
Right.
Then there was I can't remember what the country offering was. There was a country offering, though, because the year before, the class of 80 went with Oh Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble.
That's brilliant. It wasn't Chunk of Coal by...
No, that's bad. I should know it because I've been working. But here's what was crazy. We had a group of metalheads up in the far corner, and they were all just yelling, Rush!
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 And don't you? Okay, that's a segment in the
Tom Sawyer did not get voted in. So we went with Celebrate, Cool in the Gang.
Yeah, we did. I graduated in 82, and we went with The Best of Times by Styx.
Oh, well, that's hard to argue with.
Yeah, it's just when Styx just jumped the shark and gave up, and their best album was probably, you know.
You never slow dance to You, Babe. Come on, Chad, be honest.
Yeah, okay. That's a good point.
Oh,
yeah.
That's our first. I heard it. I caught it.
He just called me Chad.
He did call you Chad.
Oh, sorry, Mike. Sorry, Mike.
Professional broadcasters only.
Well, I've got two notes in here. I've got a Coach Don Waddle note and a Chad Hicks note.
Well,
and so I was I'm sorry.
I'd take deep offense to that, of course, because I consider myself far better.
Well, plus we both know that Chad graduated like in the late 60s, early 70s.
He did. But speaking of Chad, you know, as we look at our lineup tonight, we...
Wait, hang on, pause. Speaking of Chad, I wish he was here because I got my copy.
Well, I was going to talk about non-disclosure.
I got my copy of Waxahachie Now in there.
I did, too.
And there is a silly, silly photo of Chad holding a cast iron skillet, his grandmother's.
Oh, no doubt, as the article said. Yep. You being a journalist, there was a lot of research that went into the paragraph of that. But
it was one big quote from Chad, which was very long-winded, if anybody's shocked by that. I don't think anybody would be.
But as we're piling on, because he's not here... I called him Sunday, or he called me, and I said, that's a bunch of non-disclosure. He goes, what do you mean by that? I go, well, I figured that we're tight enough as a broadcast group that when you have that kind of publicity, you're going to share it with your partners. You know, Travis is always on the airways and out there in Twitter land and everywhere else. But here's Chad. I did the same thing that Travis did. I opened up the page. Well, first off, I noticed the cover, and then I saw Chad, and then I called, you know, his
in a cowboy hat. Where did he bum that off of?
And the Manchu and the overly mustache. We're just so throwing him under the bus, and
he's
on
cowboy
hold.
Chad in that article,
and he's going cast iron crazy with his requisite recipes. There's so many questions floating in my head for that, but there's something in there. And my goodness, I was gonna, if I could pull it up online, I was gonna quote it, but. Anyway, but we have a celebrity because he was distracted today signing autographs, you know.
That's what he said. And I will say this as a former front page poster boy for that same rag.
Ken got put on the cover. Chad had his name on the cover.
Yeah.
And then had his goofy picture on the inside. Ken was front and center and 10,000 mailboxes across.
It's a little weird. And especially when you just, the weirdest thing was like walking in like 3 months later, 4 months later into like the doctor's office. And there's my picture on a magazine laying on one of them.
I haven't gotten rid of it yet.
No. And I thought, what is that still doing over
and
here?
You pulled it up and put it in front of you, like, you know, facing it around.
I took it to the lady and said, hey, I don't want to say I'm in a hurry, but that's me.
Do you know who I am? Well, of course, all you got to do is talk. And then the entire county knows you. But that is awesome that our little brother.
Yes, more power to him.
And he's out there.
I'm going to predict before long, somewhere along the way, somebody's going to do a little segment in the written press about this little show, and all of you guys are going to get the publicity you finally deserve.
Let's hope we do. And let's hope that they demonstrate my face for radio.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I hope they put in the titles just P-Box Homies. getting it done on the air.
Homies.
Oh, you know what?
Spoken like a soul man he is, folks.
I've also thought about this when you were doing the introductions, too. By the way, we should say Chad's at the volleyball game, and we will be talking
to him. Yes, sir, we will.
A little later on.
Thanks for that.
What do you think about it as an unofficial nickname? Just for consideration, if we start calling Travis T. Smitty.
You know,
Travis T. Smitty. I like it. T. Smitty, it's done. It is.
Are you okay with that, Travis?
Let me take my proverbial sword and knight him into T. Smitty.
It's what it is.
T. Smitty, the sports oracle.
I believe everybody ought to have a nickname, but I believe it ought to come along organically.
And it just did.
And when you introduced him, I thought, T. Smitty.
Well, he is.
He is in go mode tonight. He always is. But we've got a big Monday night matchup as far as T. Smitty's concerned.
He's a Klee Browner. So am I.
So is Mike.
You didn't know this, Ken, but I'm from Canton, Ohio. By the way, that's Pro Football Hall of
Fame. Yes, it
Both
is.
Here
fan.
We go.
Timken
we got
Mercy
a Browns
Hospital.
Box over here. The dog pound.
So are you a Browns fan?
There's no question. I grew up my young life in Houston, in the AFC Central, having to face the likes of. Although I love Earl Campbell and I love Bum Phillips, but I hated the whole Love You Blue Houston Oilers.
Yeah, well, I did too. But.
And my Brownies would face the great Brian Sipe, would get in there and face Dan Pastorini.
Uh-huh. You know what we called him? Weenie Arm.
That's right.
We called him Dan Pastorini, and then we just sort of the Weenie Arm.
But there's a whole lot coming. Because my dad was a Steelers fan, diehard, so you know, we had all that football.
Teams ever.
Oh my gosh! I mean,
Steelers.
He picked a good fan. I mean, you got
to
admit.
And I despise them even more because I was counting on them to get to win against those Eagles Sunday, and they just got
no curve
out of the water.
Not at all. But
so listen, I will say this: I think Cleveland of the long suffering Super Bowl droughts, because it's them and the Lions as far as the originals are concerned.
There's no question there.
They've been so close twice.
The Brownies, yeah. Well,
and
I mean,
heartbreak both times at the hands of the Broncos.
Well, yeah, and that whole John Elway thing when we had Bernie Kosar sidearming that freaking ball, and we had.
But the worst was the fumble at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, that was
mile high. Kevin Mack.
Yeah, with the big, you know, neck roll and all that, and it hurt. It just hurt.
It's a nice way of describing.
It just hurt.
Summing Kevin Mack's career up in one little turn.
He had a big neck roll. Might have been an all-pro guy. It's just bad.
But he was a great running back, but Ernest Biner, remember they had the Mack Biner combo,
question.
And that was awesome. And
we ran the ball, and
I'll tell you this, back in that day.
Kellen Winslow, bro.
Bernie Kosar. Back in the day when I was sporting not the mullet, but the Lethal Weapon Mel Gibson hairstyle, I had a lot of people would tell me, you look like Bernie Kosar. And I look at old pictures and then look at some old pictures and think, you know, there's a little resemblance there.
Back when I was a little chunkier, before I found Jesus in the weight room, I got told that I got compared to Baker Mayfield.
Oh, I can
really?
See that.
Which in hindsight was pretty embarrassing.
I can so see that.
Well, it's turned into a pretty bad
deal. I've also never been to a cheesecake factory, so I don't.
Having fun. Having most fun.
What about you, Mike? Have you ever had somebody walk up and say, hey, you know who you look like?
Oh, I was about to mention. And okay, guys, you're going to have to bear with me on this. But thinner.
Yeah.
With hair.
Yeah.
And I
so a whole different person at this point.
No question. But I was in pretty good shape following my senior year in college. I had cut about 40 pounds, and I had three versions of the mullet, Ken. I had the fro mullet with the porn stash.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
Fro mullet. And then I decided, and I went with the Bosworth mullet. And I had Bosworth face back when I was like 22. And Bosworth was big, Brian Bosworth.
I remember the Bos. And I looking at you and thinking about that, I could see that.
Well, yeah, thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
I'm going to hug you later. But,
Bosworth still looks pretty dang good.
Well, he does.
He's on those Dr. Pepper commercials for Fanville. So.
But you know, I was standing, I had a sleeveless cutout T-shirt, standing in line at Tom Thumb. In Arlington, circa like 85, 86. And I'm standing there checking out, and this couple who had OU shirts on came over to me and go, hey, did anybody ever tell you you look like Brian Bosworth? And I go, of course, back then I gave the cocky sniff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's when you missed your opportunity and said, I am Brian Bosworth.
Oh, no doubt. No, instead I played for UTA that just canceled their program. By the way, for those of you playing at home, it's University of Texas Almost.
Yeah. They still have the Moving Mavs Stadium there, don't they, on the campus?
Yes, they do, sir.
We played some playoff games there gone by.
Moving Mavs. But we're about to take a sharp left turn because I got to I know we're up against break here in a minute, but I do have to ask. This is the Halloween, right?
Yes, it is.
Like we are minutes away from the children of Ellis County are anticipating. I mean, are they out trick or treating now? They're beating.
Oh, I see. Yes, the cars. They're increasing. Wait a minute. What's
Halloween is a fun time.
Oh, see, yeah, it's official.
You are the drop master.
There you go, by the way.
Well, but so real quick. I mean, first off, Travis, do you have candy waiting at your homestead?
Mike. It's Monday Night Football. My porch light will be off.
There
is no candy to be had.
And there's kids walking through our parking lot even as we speak right now.
We don't have any candy.
We do not.
But
we need to get on JG about that one.
You remember the costume? I mean, now costumes have gotten much more elaborate, but the generic costume with the plastic face and the bodysuit that you'd put on that wasn't anywhere emblematic of the character of the face. Like, I think, remember the Casper, the Friendly Ghost one?
Yeah.
And it didn't have, like, ghost-like qualities to the bodysuit you put on. It had a bunch of cartoon scenes.
I had one that was Captain America, and the plastic mask with the little elastic band was Captain America. The suit was red and blue, but it had Captain America written on it. And I thought, and it also had the shield made onto the suit.
Terrible.
It was so horrible.
Now, nowadays, the kids got all these puff.
They've got fake muscles?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We had the spooktacular over to the Spring Creek last night, and the kids' costumes are so much better, but we have to exit on this. What is your favorite candy to be if you could get a whole bag of that candy, what would it be?
Hershey's Cookies and Cream.
Sign really? That's not
long.
Specific. He's been thinking about that. How about you, Ken?
I'm going to go with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
There's no...
But they're better in the small form.
I'm going to take issue with that.
I'm going to take issue because there's maintenance. It's like eating crab claws.
But you know what's crazy? They did the survey this year, and for the first time, the number one candy was not a chocolate candy.
What was it? Skittles?
It was a candy that the kids...
It was Dots.
Dots.
No way.
Gummies?
But they showed them by state, and this is what was really disappointing to me. You know what this survey, and I can't remember what online survey. You know what they said? Texas... Favorite candy was?
Twizzlers.
Smarties.
No way.
What? And I thought
this
so
is the same people
butter.
That did the survey that said that the number one cheeseburger in Texas was from A&W Root Beer Company.
Oh, my goodness.
Because there is no way that is accurate.
That's got
have you ever stooped low enough
over.
To have an A&W Root Beer
honestly,
cheeseburger? Because I have.
After I saw it, I did go by there.
It's not good.
I drove through the A&W and combined with the Long John Silver's in Waxahachie.
which
by the way, is an insult to Long John Silver's, in my opinion.
And thankfully, they were out of buns. So I went with two fish fillets and extra crispies instead.
Wait a minute. A&W was out of buns?
Yeah.
Hamburger place out of buns.
Yeah. So I tried. I gave it a shot. God willing and fate came and said, you do not need this cheeseburger.
Oh, my
This goodness. Is so crazy, and I know we need to go to break, but since you said this, so supply shortages being what they are, we're driving through. I decided I wanted a Whataburger last night for dinner.
Right.
And we drive through. I won't say which of the three it was, but I will tell you that when I get up there, the first thing the little lady says to me on the deal is, we are out of buns, and you can either have Texas toast or a junior bun. I said, just give me a Whataburger junior. At least it'll look right.
Oh, no. I do that Texas toast. I'll be all up in that thing. My goodness. Well,
I went to Buffalo Wild Wings one time when they were legitimately out of chicken.
Out of chicken.
Yep. I mean,
that was a real thing.
That's crazy.
They had a sign on the front door and everything.
You're just Buffalo.
No chicken.
You're not Buffalo Wild Wings.
You're just Buffalo Wild.
You can be Buffalo Wild. But, well, as Ken said earlier, we're about to head to break. And when we come back, we'll have the head coach of your Palmer Bulldogs.
Undefeated.
Yes.
9-0.
They're rolling.
Don Waddle. And so when we come back, we'll have a great discussion with Coach. And let's go make some money.
We need to do that and talk about our friends over at Wayne Price Heating and Air Conditioning, Waxahachie, providing superior HVAC experience that you demand. Highest quality results for AC repair and heating needs. You'll be needing it somewhere along the way. Call today, 972-834-2568. They're also one of our great Waxahachie Indian sports sponsors, and we love them here on the Press Box too. Learn more about all their HVAC contractor services, Wayne Price Heating and Air.
Sardis Tires and Wheels at 631 Sardis Road is conveniently located halfway between Waxahachie and Midlothian. For over 27 years, we have provided honest, dependable, and fast service in and out in 20 minutes. That's why we were voted the best tire shop in Ellis County for the fourth year in a row. New and used tires with financing available. Se habla Espanol, call 972-937-4177. Sardis Tires and Wheels.
Equipment cluttering up your backyard? Jet skis taking up space in your driveway? Whether you need an extra closet or garage, Access Self-Storage has the space for you. Meet the friendly, helpful managers who live on site with state-of-the-art surveillance and electronic entry systems. In Red Oak at 561 East Ovilla Road and in Midlothian at 1630 North Highway 67. Committed to safety, security, and service. Access Self-Storage.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. That's 800-640-7460.
Classic Texas. Wow, you know what I just realized? This
What's
is
that?
So crazy. Is that I'm always the one that puts in the press box pumper.
And we had to
forgot the
hey,
pumper.
That happened not too long ago when we had.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, here we go. Now, back to the press box on KBEC. Such a novice.
Who do we have bringing us back from break but the great producer, Ken Roberts? But hey, Ken.
How many Hall of Fames are you in, Ken?
30. Two and one pending.
So he's a two-time.
I think that pending is going to weigh in on this project.
Yeah, he's a two-time Hall of Famer.
Ticket or return.
We've got some greatness on the line.
Yes, we do, because we have the head coach of your Palmer Bulldogs, ladies and gentlemen, the 9-0 Palmer Bulldogs, and we got the great coach, Don Waddle. Hey, coach, how are things going?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We are awesome. We just want to, number one, congratulate you on an awesome season, coach, and just, you know, coming into this thing, you know, every coach is always thinking, you know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. You know, we're thinking we're going to, you know, take one game at a time and all that stuff. But, you know, tell us what – I mean, we know the answer, but tell us what you thought about coming into this season, and have you met your expectations?
Oh, to this point, we probably exceeded them. I knew I had two experienced backs coming back. I knew I had experienced receivers, tight end, all that coming back. I had three-fifths of my O-line coming back. So we had a couple of O-line spots to fill, and then we had a big question at quarterback as far as experience goes. But that's worked out. You know, the kid that's played the games for us this year has had a really good season.
Yeah, so offensively, or like
everything's
A-hole.
Been great, and the defense has been fantastic. Season.
Yeah, coach, and that kid at quarterback is Mr. Cisneros. He is 60 for 124 on the year with just under 1,100 yards. He's got 14 touchdowns to 5 picks. He's also rushed for 229 yards. What has impressed you most about his game, other than the fact that he stepped into a role that we weren't exactly expecting him to take on when the season started?
Yeah, I mean, we had a quarterback competition here started, and the other young man battling with him got hurt in our second scrimmage, and pretty serious injury, and he hasn't been able to play since. But in this case, Eric has stepped up, and he's done a heck of a job, you know, taking care of the ball.
No doubt,
did you
coach.
Say five? Yeah, did you say he's thrown 5 picks? I'm kind of surprised. I didn't realize it was that many.
Well, no, they did all come earlier in the season, but to only have 5 through 9 games is still pretty impressive. It's not as impressive, though, coach. I have some fun stats here.
Okay.
So let's kind of go like in the Wayback Machine some to 2019 when you guys went 12-1 on the season. You had a perfect run through the regular season then, right? So since that 2019 season, your program has gone 38-7, and that's 23-1 in district play. Your lone loss came in 2020 on September 25th, and that was 29-28 against Rice. What are you doing down there in Palmer to keep this team so focused?
Well, to be honest with you, the Rice game, we had a couple key injuries at quarterback during the game. And, but, you know, Rice deserved to beat us. They outplayed us that night. But, yeah, that one still sticks with me. But really, it's nothing special. Just, you know, we just stay with what we believe in, which is we focus on every game as it comes. We don't look ahead. We don't look behind. Our kids do the work. And so far, they've been getting what they deserve for all the hard work they put in.
Well, Coach, you know, being an ex-lineman, I always think about, you know, when you have victories like that, it's so crucial up front. Whether it's offensive linemen, like you said, you had, you know, three-fifths of those guys. Talk about your defensive line. You know, how have they progressed? And, you know, did you see any surprises there?
I don't know there were any surprises. You know, D-line, it's the same guys. You know, we're small school, so the bulk of our players play both ways. So, yeah, the O-line guys are the D-line guys. And, no, I'm not really surprised that they're good. I mean, we expected them to be good, and so far they have been.
Well, I think that's something to be said, though. I mean, at 3A, you go both ways. And as a lineman, you know, you wonder how in the world, you know, do you stay in shape to be able to do that, to bring size, strength into it, but to be able to play the you know, appreciable amount of the game, you know, what – you know, how do you as a coach condition them to be able to do that athletically, but also bring, you know, what linemen do, you know, strength, weight, and aggressiveness?
Well, you know, I think a big part of, you know, we lift year round. It never stops just because we're in season. I think the way we practice helps keep them in shape. You know, we don't do a whole lot of traditional just running back and forth or anything like that. We do a little bit, but the way we practice with the effort they give during practice, it naturally keeps them in shape. And then obviously, you know, you can't simulate game speed, but we're definitely in good enough shape because our kids, we haven't had any issues with lack of effort or anything on film. So they must be in pretty good shape because they play hard the whole game.
No doubt, Coach. And that the effort on the defensive side has shown. I mean, you guys have allowed 96 total points through the 9 games, which means that you have outscored your opponents 36.5 points to like 10.5 points or so. You've only allowed 23 points as a season high, and that came in that homecoming win against then state ranked Rogers. Your team is one of 4 unbeatens left in Class 3A Division 2. You join number 1 Gunter, number 2 Holiday. Palmer, of course, is 8th, and then number 9 Lexington. So with all of that said, you guys are on the map yet again as we prepare for the postseason. What's going to be your message to the team now as you go into an unusual last week bye week? So you have the off week before the playoffs. How do you approach this, and what's the message?
Oh, the message is just stay with what we know works for us. There's no secret message to it. We'll approach it with just the idea of when we go out on the field of practice, we're just trying to get one day better. That never changes. We're going to take advantage of the rest. You know, we've got some guys that have played a lot of snaps, and so a little breather should be good for us. But I don't really have any magic words there. We just try to do it the way we believe is the way to do it.
Well, Coach, you know, as you look at heading into the playoffs, you know, what are your thoughts there, and how are you preparing the team?
And do we know who we're playing yet, Coach?
We think we got a good idea. We thought we knew last week, and then there was an upset in the other district. Blue Ridge beat Howe, which changed some things. So right now, if things go like we think they will Friday, then we'll be playing Howe, we believe.
Fantastic. And you guys get to host that game, I guess? Is that still the way it works in Class 3A?
No. No, that's just the big schools. They do the home and home. We'll be looking for a neutral site to play at once we find out who we're playing.
And, again, that team is Howell.
We believe so, yeah.
And where are the, I mean, where is that geographically?
I was just south of Sherman.
Okay, okay. And do you have any intel on them, Coach? Do you know what they, I mean, probably haven't seen a lot of film. Maybe you have, but, you know, any thoughts on them? Do you have any, have you had a chance to see them at all?
You know, I can see this. I have much information on them. Talked to a few guys that, you know, have played them. Scurry, who's in our district, scrimmaged them. But other than that, I don't know much about them. I know they got a really fast running back. I've seen him. They got some good size. They got a really big receiver outside that can run. So they got some players. I mean, they're having a good season. So I expect we're going to have our hands full if that's who we play.
Well, I'll tell you this. Palmer, for a long time, known as a baseball power, but, Coach, you guys have put football on the map in Palmer, Texas, and doing a great job, and Ellis County's pulling for you.
No doubt, well, Coach.
I appreciate that. We're trying to be good at everything we play.
Hey, Coach, and thank you for dealing with me as I harassed you for the past about 6 weeks to try to get you on air. It was great to talk with you, and I cannot wait to follow this run in the postseason.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be talking again.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Yes, maybe 4 or 5 weeks down the road would be nice, wouldn't it?
I'm not scared. I'd love to do that.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, Coach.
All right, Coach. Guys.
All right, Coach. Best of luck.
Thank you. There he goes,
Coach.
The greatness.
The Palmer Bulldogs. 23-1 in district play since 2019.
Boy, when you gave those numbers, that's crazy.
That's taking care of business. Yeah.
You could put that up against a lot of Ellis County programs, and that would be amazing.
38-7 over 4 years. I don't know that we've had.
Fella, I sweat.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to go
doubt.
Out on a limb and say that that is the best 4 year run of any program in the county.
Oh, I bet.
38-7.
I mean, there are some who are working on that. You know, Heritage probably has a pretty good little jaunt going over those.
That's number
years,
six. So. That's Class 5A Division II, number yeah. six, yeah. Midlothian Heritage.
And what about those Midlothian Panthers? Well, I mean, what's going
that's
on?
That's Class 5A Division I, man. Number 5 Midlothian.
And how about that? I also saw today where our perennial playoff team, the Ennis Lions, are probably going to run into South Oak Cliff in the first round.
Yeah, that's the way it's kind of shaken out. Ennis has clinched a playoff berth.
Yeah.
So after starting the season 0-5,
yep.
They are headed to the postseason.
They are in.
It is a for sure lock. Speaking on that Midlothian game, so number 5 and still undefeated 9-0 Midlothian will host 8-1 Red Oak, which that game has been moved from Friday to Thursday. And I suspect that a bunch of games planned for Friday are going to move to Thursday for quote-unquote inclement weather.
Is that right?
It could rain. It could not.
Yeah.
It's kind of
it's like a 50-50 shot right now. But
it makes more sense to play on Thursday.
It does. And,
makes
and
way more sense.
Then you've got a little extra time to get ready for your first playoff game,
so,
too.
That game will be at 7 p.m. Thursday at Midlothian ISD Multipurpose Stadium. And it will feature future TCU Horned Frog. As of today, he announced today on Twitter, Mr. Warren Robinson. So he is a wide receiver and defensive back. And he made his commitment known on the season. On the offensive side, he has 10 catches for 288 yards and 5 scores. But on the defensive side, teams don't throw at him much.
By the way, that would be your undefeated nationally ranked TCU
Horned
Frog.
Oh, yeah, that is. How high did they jump? Wow. Are they past
seven or six? Yeah.
They started the week at 7.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. No. Hey, while we're talking high school sports, before we segue into our break and get ready to check in with Chad at the volleyball game.
Yes.
Let's transition from football for just a second, if we could, to some basketball news that came
down
the pike.
We did have some
good
news
point.
There.
Yeah, because Travis called me, and I had not heard this. And then immediately after we got through talking, they had it on the TSN News.
Yeah, speaking of which, I scooped TSN News, and I will wear that hat.
Yes, that's very nice.
I called Ken first, and I gave Ken the heads up in case he wanted to give a breaking news filler on the noon hour.
Yeah,
right.
And before
TSN
I could do
scooped
it,
them.
TSN
know
how you had it on. Hey, but that's all right. So it's statewide. It's known that there's been some edicts sent down to the Duncanville basketball programs.
Programs, plural.
That's
so
men
the
and
Duncan,
women's.
The Duncanville Lady Panthers will not be eligible for the postseason this year.
Wow.
They're also on a three-year probationary period. Their head coach, she's out for the entire year. She will not be allowed on the bench, or I guess she'll technically be allowed during practices, but during games, she's out.
So does that mean that she's no longer employed and blah, blah, blah?
No, so she can still be a coach during practice.
But she's not allowed on the bench.
But she cannot be on the bench.
Okay.
Correct.
And so they can play regular season games, but they're just not eligible for any postseason.
Correct. So if they go 12-0 during district, which I guess would be 24-0 because we
play everybody twice. Yeah. It's 14. You play seven teams twice. So
flip a coin, count it twice.
Yeah.
Divide by two. And so if they go 14-0, they will be still the last place team in the district.
Yeah, and so I understand. I mean, that's the team last year that probably had seven D1 starters on it.
They had four or five, yeah.
Yeah.
DeSoto had, I think, six.
DeSoto
McDonald's
was the one that had six. They were six.
Maybe DeSoto is what I'm thinking of. But still.
Duncanville has won, I believe, 13 state championships on the girls' side.
The Sandra Meadows era.
And, of course, 3 years ago is when they had their head coach suspended, I believe indefinitely, because she tried for reinstatement last year. She was denied. But she was suspended also for recruitment. And both of these decisions by the QIL relate back to recruitment, which is obviously illegal in high school.
And it's rampant. Let's be honest.
I'm not singling
out Duncanville, but it is rampant.
It's across
and it's
the
all
state
sports
classes.
Yes.
Is golf getting hit pretty heavy?
I don't think so.
But the Duncanville, we should mention the Duncanville boys also received.
Yep. So that's the next part of this whole deal is that the Duncanville boys, they are stripped of their 2021-2022 state championship.
Wow.
It's been given to, is that Richardson High School?
They were the
Richardson.
Runner-up.
Yep. Yeah. So Richardson now technically won that game 2-0. So that's how the books will look. All of the stats from that game have been.
It's a defensive struggle.
All of the stats from that'd be an awful. That would be an awful recap story to have to write. Richardson won 2-0 on a pair of free throws in the first.
They hit a 1-1, and it was all
wow.
So they have been stripped of that title. Richardson is now technically your 2022 state champion, and that stems from the Anthony Black transfer. He, at the time, was the number three recruit in the country. The mother was allegedly dating
the head coach, Coach
Peavy, there.
Right.
The district DEC initially ruled him ineligible. The UIL then ruled him ineligible. They then hired a lawyer, and the lawyer tied it up long enough to get through the state championship game. The lawsuit's been magically dropped, so the UIL was able to open that back up. They have also decided to suspend Coach Peavy for the entire year. So he'll be available for practices, but again, could not be on the bench. So your Duncanville Panthers and Lady Panthers are in the crosshairs of the UIL.
UIL is doing what they have to do in this situation because I saw it twice last year. High school players that had to say thank you to four different coaches when they got ready to go play at a college level because they had played at four different high schools.
No joke.
In their career. High school career. That's ridiculous.
And
sorry.
This whole kind of investigative effort or dive into the recruitment and the real reprimands began in September when the UIL, and I called it then, it's on the record, it's on Twitter, I told everyone who would ask about it, the UIL dipped their toe in the suspension process when
the six-man.
When they suspended Richland head coach, Coach Burkhart, for 3 years
for
recruiting players. And they had won, I think, 11 state championships.
That's to a six-man program,
right,
for Pete's sakes.
Yeah.
Right. But they did that.
Well start there.
And they did that, in my opinion, to dip their toe in and see what the backlash would be.
Poor Steers can't even get six guys to play.
Doggone it.
They got the trumpet guys. Player out there.
You got the trumpet
Coach
player.
Coach Duck Wilhold is in a bad spot.
That's Duck Wilhite.
Wilhite. Duck Wilhite. So they dipped their toe in there. They caught a 2A program, a 3A program. They moved on to San Marcos, and it was 2 weeks ago, I believe now, maybe three, where they ruled that 11 players for San Marcos could not play for 3 years. So they got a 3-year suspension for 11 players
and
on the football program.
They actually told them, hey, you can play if you'll go back to where you came from.
Yeah. Right.
You can't stay here, but
you can't play here.
Yeah. Right. So let me ask y'all this. So obviously there are a lot of coaches shaking in their boots because it's coming. And Travis and I talked about this off the air. To me, it's like people are interesting. You know, you set guidelines out there and – You don't enforce them, and so people slowly chip away at that line of demarcation. And so my question is, you know, as someone who manages a program that big, I mean, where did you decide that was okay?
Yeah.
Because we're not talking about these things that we're talking about aren't subtle. Oh my gosh, I didn't see that happening. They're egregious violations.
Yeah.
So where does leadership at that level make a decision that we're going to break all these rules?
Yeah, here's all I know, and I know we got to get to Chad. We don't leave him hanging. The smart ones, this is what I've been told by a couple of coaches. If they can get you into the junior high program, then when you get to the varsity, there's no questions asked. And there's become a real effort by some of these schools to recruit kids at the junior high level to get them into their districts so that they're already in place by the time they get into their 4 years at the high school level.
No question.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to kind of put a bow on that. I mean,
I hope they'll keep doing it. I mean, I just hope that's the only way they're going to get control of it is they just keep making people pay for breaking the rules.
That's right. You know, and it's just kind of still is a head scratcher. But
yeah, because as Ken said, it's rampant. I mean, we know what's happening.
Yeah,
it's happening. And it's happening in baseball and in softball. And I mean, it's not just boys basketball or girls.
No, cross country
or football. It's cross country, maybe not so much.
But they're not recruiting in bowling.
They aren't. But you know who won the first ever district title in bowling for Waxahachie?
Here comes the
You were on that team, weren't you,
sitting right here, the Waxahachie Donkeys.
Yeah, the Donkeys.
T. Smitty right there, brother.
T. Smitty and the crew.
Shout out to Chase Morgan, Derek Junkin, the rest of the Waxahachie baseball team. We had to find something to do because we were suspended from postseason play and practicing too long.
Given the fact that we just lost half our listeners.
We were on probation. The baseball program was on probation, so we had to find something to do.
I'm going to write a sports book. T. Smitty and the Donkeys, the story of the successful Waxahachie bowling.
There's nothing better. But
they're now called the Indians. We had to prove ourselves in the first season. I still have the polo. I'll wear it.
Awesome. So hopefully we can pull back half our listenership for this next segment, because when we come back from break, our roving reporter and partner Chad Hicks is down in Waco attending the girls volleyball playoff game there said. So we come back from break. We'll join Chad.
If you are ever in need of a wrecker service, call TowPro Wrecker Service at 972-938-3221. They're the pros that can give you a tow. TowPro handles small and heavy towing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Danny and his crew have been serving this area since the year 2000. Let them put their experience to work for you. Call 972-938-3221 or email at towprowax@gmail.com. TowPro Wrecker Service.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
you can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. 800-640-7460. That's 800-640-7460.
And now, back to the Press Box on KBEC.
And here we are, back for our last segment here on the Press Box on KBEC, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM. And we're excited about this next segment because our Waxahachie Lady Indians are down competing in their first playoff game. And on site, we have the great Chad Hicks. Chad?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. So give us a little update on what you see.
Okay.
I don't even get applause, Chad.
I got to start. It's a volatile situation here.
We just got to kill.
It's very, very volatile.
It's volatile? All right.
It's volatile.
Are we volatile because you're out there doing cast iron crazy in the parking lot, or you what?
No. These Lady Indians came to play, and they're playing.
They just won a set.
They just concluded the second set. They took the first set 25-10, took the second set 25-13.
Wow.
Ooh. Right. And let me tell y'all how dedicated I am to this task. I am a roving reporter tonight.
Yes, you are.
I'm taking notes.
How many times have you Googled
full recap
volleyball
of
terms?
Everything that needs to be told about this situation. Volatile.
I think you need to Google what volatile means. It's not about to combust. It seems to be a pretty easy win. I've been watching it here.
It's about to combust. It is. Okay. So here's what I've learned about this situation since I've been here.
Mia Sanchez is really good.
Okay.
All right.
First, the playing conditions, as I preluded before the show with Ken Roberts. The playing conditions are very good. Low wind.
Probably perfect.
Perfect temperature is 72 degrees.
Perfect.
Armchair seating for the fans. That's very important.
Chad, I'm looking at the feed. There's no armchairs.
There is armchair
seating. They fold up.
In one. Okay. We have armchair seating. All right. Waxahachie, without question, wins the spirit category, brought all 24 cheerleaders.
Nice.
The hippos, none.
They make an L across the baseline, actually.
Did they call them the Lady Hippos, the Hutto Lady Hippos?
They are. Okay, so let's talk about that.
Are they really the Lady Hippos?
Albeit it's a little controversial at times.
It's not very complimentary.
Crowds. But let me tell you about a bad mascot. A hippo is funny.
Except if you're a female. Oh, my goodness.
But it doesn't go so well with female sports. I'm just saying. I'm just being honest. Lady Hippos is like an oxymoron.
Chad,
I'm saying it's not fair to him.
Chad, I would love for you to come home tonight, not to my house, but to your own house, and tell your lovely bride, hey, you would have been a great Lady Hippo.
Hey, she's here. She's witnessing it herself.
And I bet she will smack you with that 90-year-old cast iron that you got posed with.
It's a humbling mascot for a female. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not redeeming.
Okay. Hang on. Let me get to
my third bullet. What else we got there?
Come on. I got a bunch of bullets.
Hopefully I can.
Right. By the way, a lady hippo is a cow. So just thought I'd tell you.
There you go.
Even less complimentary. Right. We're gonna go ahead.
Bull hippo and a cow hippo.
Continue,
okay.
Chad.
Tonight
you gotta broadcast through this.
Means there's seven players on both sides of the net. I thought they might try to change it up
six,
a little bit for the playoffs.
They're six.
But they stay with that. They do have a good net in place. That's working out well.
How many bases?
Four.
Yeah, they're playing 25-point sets, so they're playing by standard rules and all of that.
Right.
That's good.
How's Cappy's cheerleading?
Apparently, Adidas is not a factor in this game because the prelude music was provided by Kanye West.
Uh-oh.
Brilliant.
So
interesting.
The cheerleaders are currently doing, like, the green and white chant, the fight, Indians fight.
He's been canceled. Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but I just know Kanye was here, so Adidas apparently is not. That's all I know.
Fair enough.
No, they wear Asics in volleyball. Everybody knows that.
Do they really?
Asics, yeah.
Everybody does?
That is the shoe of choice.
Because I think one team is wearing Adidas. Yep. The hippos.
Well, they had a, you know, cow's feet. Big hooves. That's the only shoe that would fit
their hoof.
The
only thing that fit their hoof is Adidas.
They're better with the sturdy ankles.
Since they quit making capas, they went to Adidas.
About to say.
How many Spurs do you see? Do we have any Spurs out there?
Spurs.
Yeah. I don't have any Spurs.
For the cows.
But we do have multiple fans in costume.
You do?
The Waxahachie fan, which is always well-traveled, and a large percentage of them came in costume to celebrate this Halloween.
That's awesome.
Chad, here is your tip on covering Waxahachie volleyball in the postseason.
Okay.
You have to go find the dressed-up mannequin on the bench and report on what she looks like. That is a 20-year tradition and is the biggest thing that program does. So what is the mannequin wearing?
Okay, so the mannequin, I'm making my way back in because it's quite noisy because, you know, it's very volatile here.
You know what's really bad about this is I have broadcasted.
Can you hear the crowd cheering and yelling?
Yes, yes. And I've broadcast a couple of those, and I've never seen a mannequin.
And we are losing one.
It's
got to
be a woman.
It just started. Okay.
Can you go hand the phone to Sandy Fawcett?
A woman can.
Well, it's got to be a woman.
Can't be a mannequin.
I was wanting to, but okay.
They're back playing
the
game.
Oh, the Hippos just scored again.
Is got dark hair.
Right.
Let me take a look. I got to get over to the proper angle so I can get a good description. Okay. She is wearing a Hatchie sweater.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
And I'm going to be honest, but she doesn't have any legs.
What?
That's troublesome.
That is so disturbing.
We got a paraplegic mannequin.
And actually, her hair.
You know what her name is? Eileen.
No. No. That's a one-legged mannequin, Coach.
Chad, she's got legs.
Her hair looks a bit like Elvis.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on.
Oh, man.
She was sitting in front of your door, she'd be called Matt.
Never mind.
Hippos are up 4-1 in the third set as I watch this on the live stream. I don't see Chad anywhere yet. Chad, are you on the Hippo side or the Indian side?
I'm behind the glass because it's volatile inside there. It's too loud.
Okay, are you behind the glass, like behind the Hippos?
No.
I'm behind the glass, behind the Hippos.
Okay, walk to your far right and that last pane of glass, and I will take a screenshot of you, and I'll put it on Twitter for all of our 17 fans.
Okay, I'm right here against the glass, far right, on the Hippos, the Hippos side.
My mom listens to this show. She does.
Yeah, and I'm thinking tonight she's probably not overly proud.
No. We have a serve. We have game going.
Chad.
I'm only doing this for my agent. And the radio station.
Well, you're fans of your.
I feel like you should just walk out on the court on the Hippo side and tell them I'm with KBEC.
Oh,
do you know who I am? I'm in a magazine.
My credentials around my neck.
I'm published.
That's how I get in free.
Tell them you've had your picture made with a skillet.
With a skillet.
It's a 90-year-old skillet.
I've got printed material.
Wearing a cowboy hat too.
Yeah, who did you get that cowboy hat from? Are you at liberty to tell us?
When the hat, you can ask Mike Fay about this. When the hat goes on, I take on a whole new personality.
He becomes overly mustached. He dances and points fingers at people.
Exactly. Yes, you got to have the point.
Chad, we are so high.
What is the score?
I mean, there's dancing and then there's dancing with a point.
Chad, what's the score right now at the volleyball game?
Okay, so we're in the third set, and believe it or not, the Lady Indians are down to the Hippos 3-4.
That's a Lady Hippos to you.
What's the count?
Lady Hippos.
Well,
this is the closest.
Chad, you are in the window. Where are you at?
What are we doing here?
I'm right against the glass.
The wheels are coming off.
Not on the far right.
I will mention this, that it's got to be intimidating because the hippo kills more people in Africa than any other animal.
According to the Nat Geo, the hippo is more dangerous than a crocodilian.
I'm saying they eat people alive.
Yes, you know, they're very territorial.
Have you ever seen that one on YouTube? Just bite into a whole watermelon and it just explodes.
Just yeah. Yes, I have.
That's how dangerous
seen that
they
on
are.
The TikTok.
That's a good party
That's
trick.
That's how dangerous they
I've
are.
I've also seen it on Nat Geo where they just bite into a gazelle and eat the whole gazelle, too.
Yikes. You know, which looks a lot like the watermelon when they bite into it.
But you know what? The gazelle's buddies are probably reporting back going, you are one of the fastest land animals. If you get beat by a hippo, you deserve to be considered.
You're just right.
You're probably just messing
and
around.
And then that poor gazelle's always trying to make his case that, man, I was just trying to get a drink of water. I just wanted
to
drink.
You got attacked by a hippo. I mean, that'd be like,
and I'm looking out for the cheetahs and I'm looking out for the crocodiles. Who knew a hippo was going to get me?
No, a hippo was coming out of left field and get me.
Yeah.
It was not on the predator chart. I was taught
the hippo.
Hippo, yes. After all, it's the most dangerous.
It's so genius. That is so awesome. So, Chad, it's volatile. So all we got to do is win another set. So it's best out of four.
One more set. Yes, we
it's
are
not volatile. That's not how that word works.
Said it's 4-6 at the moment. We're down 4-6 at the moment, and apparently there's a timeout on the court.
It's a volatile timeout.
Apparently, giving timeout.
It's volatile.
Exquisite instruction at the moment. Very critical instruction.
Yeah.
And she'll have us back in this thing in no time.
Chad, what kind of rotation are they running?
Volatile rotation.
What? Is it a 5-1, a 6-2?
No,
what are we running out there?
The crowd is volatile. These people came for blood.
6-1, 6-2, 6-4, who cares?
A volatile volley.
21, 220.
Oh, yeah, right there. Just scored.
All right. I think it's time to dump Chad off the
floor. No, he's doing a fine job. You keep heckling him. Chad, I got your back.
Exactly.
Heckle,
I mean, most
Travis.
Volleyball games don't get volatile, but this thing.
I've never heard volleyball coverage quite like this before.
I have not either. I think
you know what? I don't think we ever will again. I think that this is it. This is the last time.
What other?
You know what we
what
should do though, Ken?
Goes with volleyball like volatile.
You know what we should do?
I agree.
I think it'd be great radio to send Chad and Mike to go do live play-by-play at a volleyball game.
Hey, listen, if they win tonight and they play on another Monday night, how are we not going to send them? Because now we got some mojo work.
Chad and Mike and Coach Tracy Wood and send them out there to do the live play-by-play.
We don't have a 7-second delay. So.
You know what that's – okay, first off –
you wouldn't be volatile.
That would be volatile.
All right. All right.
I think they play Friday night. I'm ready.
Okay, so here's my question.
We're tied right now 6-6, and I hope this isn't because the lady – hippos have come into their own, and it took them their first couple of sets to get leveled out here. But
can I ask this question, though, Ken? In your broadcasting experience, I have seen volleyball televised.
Yes.
Is it ever broadcasted on radio?
We have. We have broadcasted, actually, over the years, playoff games, and they did a fundraising game at J.W. Williams one time that Coach Turner went with me to do.
Ken,
they're spiking the ball.
You're talking way too fast.
Quite a spike, partner.
It is. Partner, I'll tell you, that was a great approach by number six.
Because I could see Chad
and the sunset in the background.
You said it. Just
breaking
right.
news. Well, but I got breaking news. Celebrity sighting.
Yes.
Coach Doug Wilhite and his son Buddy.
Wilhite. It's Duck Wilhite.
Duck Wilhite.
No wonder he won't come back on again.
Duck Wilhite's
son
down.
Buddy. I know it's him because he's got his bowling bag with him.
Son Buddy.
Buddy. All but Ray Ray's not with him.
Ray Ray is not with him. Oh. It's just Buddy. But it's his bowling bag with the embroidered longhorn.
So the Waxahachie Indian football team plays at 7 p.m. on Thursday at Kincaid Stadium in Dallas.
So we are, and who do we have?
We've got the Skyline Raiders still looking for their first win of the year, and that's a 6:30 countdown to kickoff and a 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff Thursday night.
Thursday.
That's awesome.
Thursday.
Thank you so much, Chad Hicks, for that insightful report from the first round playoff game for the Lady Indians against the Lady Hippos.
Cows.
Awesome.
Not a problem.
You the
I'll
man,
send it
my
back
friend.
To you guys in the studio. Take it away.
See you, Skillet Man.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Nice.
That's right. Wear that cowboy hat and sling that skillet and bring home a win.
So I guess that kind of puts a bone tonight as we had
A bow is in bow and arrow, by the way.
Question. There's a lot of moving parts in this show tonight, but we are grateful that we had Ken Roberts.
My pleasure, guys.
We had Travis Smith here in Studio B as opposed to Studio A, where all his stuff usually happens. We had Don Waddle on.
The Our Doug.
Doug.
Oh, is it Don?
It's Don.
Our Duck.
Don.
It wasn't Duck, but it was Don. Talked to us about his undefeated Palmer Bulldogs, and they'll be headed to the playoffs. But, ladies and gentlemen, as always, we'll be back next week, next Monday night at 6 here on the Press Box. And as we bid farewell, Travis, any final words of encouragement?
Go Browns.
Yeah, go Brownies.
Oh, go Browns. Nice. Good luck to you on that tonight. You're getting beat.
So can I say, Ken, tell them goodnight, yo-yo? Or
actually, I'm just going to say adios, amigos.
We have it.
You've been listening to The Press Box on Classic Texas KBEC, 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, and online at KBEC.com. Press Box is brought to you by Jerry's J&W Carpets in Midlothian. Drive a little and save a lot at Jerry's J&W Carpets. Tune in every Monday night at 6 p.m. for the Press Box. And for more information, go to sports.kbec.com.